Hey guys, this is Kenan Thompson. I have a problem with you. Yes, you. None of y'all told me that Auto Trader has millions of new and used cars that I can shop from home. I thought we were friends. I put smiles on your face, but I'm not smiling. No one told me that with Auto Trader, a dealer can deliver cars to my home or that I could shop by price on Auto Trader. No one. Consider this friendship that you just learned we had officially over. Finally, it's easy. Auto Trader.
Last year, you may have made some smart decisions, and you may have made some not-so-smart decisions. Like, maybe you had a little too much confidence in that one crypto exchange. The good news is, making smart financial decisions is easier than you think. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the weekly know-how you need to get ahead. Sean and Sarah, the hosts of Smart Money, break down the latest financial news and give you honest, objective money advice. Subscribe to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It is the JR Sport Brief show on CBS Sports Radio. Good to be here with you on another Friday. Good to be here on the weekend. I guess it's the weekend, right? Even if you're at work, it's the weekend. Make that money. It's the weekend and I'm here. I'm at work. We ain't doing nothing. Just talk about basketball. That's all I'm doing. Watching basketball. Talking about basketball. Thank you to everybody listening all over North America. People tuned in on your local CBS Sports Radio affiliate. Everybody on Sirius XM Channel 158. And then everybody on a smart speaker. And then, of course, the Audacy app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. It's the JR Sport Brief Show. It's named after me, JR. The Sport Brief. I get started 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. And big shout-outs to our producer holding it down in New York City, Dave Shepard. It's been a cool night. It's been a busy day. When I go to sleep tonight, I'm just going to see just basketballs just bouncing. Basketballs bouncing all over the place. You know, earlier today, I started my afternoon off watching Kennesaw State hang in there with Xavier. Unfortunately, Kennesaw State lost. It's like they had some cool blocks, and then they had a foul, and that was all she wrote. And then I went to State Farm Arena. I saw Steph Curry's warm-up. Everybody could have left after his warm-up. It's like, wow, there's going to be a basketball game after this? He's putting on a show for everybody. He's just having a good old time. You got to love it. I walked into the studio, and at the end, I saw one of the biggest upsets that we have ever seen in March Madness history. Fairleigh Dickinson beat Purdue. A 16th seed beat number one ranked Purdue 63-58. It's the second time ever a 16th seed beat a number one. The first time, and we don't got to go too far back. We can ask Tony Bennett. He knows about it. It's when UMBC beat Virginia. And must I remind you, Purdue lost last year to another tiny school in New Jersey, St. Peter's. They were ranked 15th. And then before that, the last time, they lost to North Texas. So Purdue, in the last three tournaments, they getting whooped on by the underdogs here. Congratulations to Fairleigh Dickinson. Next up, they're going to take on either Memphis or FAU. And that game is currently in progress. They just got underway in the second half. It's going to be a close one. Memphis currently leads 39-35. And so we got a lot to do. I'm going to play you some audio from the games. Big shout outs. Thank you so much to Norchad Omir from the Miami Hurricanes. He just joined us a few minutes ago as Miami, led by head coach Jim Larrañaga, they beat Drake 63-56. Norchad Omir chipping in 12 points and 14 rebounds. That's a hustle player right there. It's like, I got all the points down low. I'm getting all the boards. And next up for Miami, they're going to take on either Kent State or Indiana, led by Mr. Woodson, who's always had one of the most spectacular faces of hair that we've seen ever. It's called a beard. Indiana currently leading Kent State 19-14. They just got underway about halfway through the first half, I would say. And so Kent State hanging in there a little bit closer. Right now, this moment at halftime, Arizona State is leading TCU 44-37. Also at halftime, Kansas State leading Montana State 34-28. It's a busy night. Those are our last four games on Friday. And I'm just going to have to take a massive breath. And then, oh, yeah, by the way, some dude named Rick Pitino, you might have heard of him. 70 years old, wants to coach until he's 80. His team lost today. Iona, they got the boot. UConn gave it to him, 87-63. And now I guess I can, Shep, can I take a breath yet? Can I take a breath?
Listen, man, JR, honestly, it's impressive how well you know so many of these teams. Like, let's be honest, 90% of us hearing a Furman, we had to look up where Furman is on a map. And that was just last night. And then you have a one go down to a 16. So, and that was obviously Friday. That wow. to me is the big takeaway from the tournament so far. I know Matt Painter loses to every low seed in the tournament, it seems like.
Yeah,
but if you ask if you can catch a breath, yeah, you can, because this is March Madness. This is wild, and it's obviously living up to the billing. I will say this.
What?
I don't feel like I'm really invested in any particular team the way when I look back to the Floridas of the world in the mid-2000s, those 90s Duke teams, those UNC teams with Hansborough and Lawson and Ellington. Like, it is very tough. Because I watch college basketball, but it's tough to really be invested and get behind a great team in college basketball because there are none.
I just try to go local. Like, who am I associate? Kennesaw State, if I left the studio right now and got in my car, I'd be over at Kennesaw State in maybe, I don't know, 25, 30 minutes. And it was, you know, you want to root for the local guys. And Xavier beat them 72-67. That's an excellent example. A matter of fact, let's listen. I saw the end of this game, and Kennesaw State was right there. We saw a couple of blocks. We saw some fouls. This game ended on free throws. This is one of those slow deaths of a basketball game. Head coach Xavier, Sean Miller, he talked about how tough it was for them to gut this one out.
They're good on defense and offense. They changed defenses, and for a period of time, maybe that took us out of rhythm, and we adjusted. But, you know, we earned, you know, every point we got, and this was as hard of a hard-fought victory as we've had this year.
Congratulations to them. And you want to talk about hard-fought? You're going to hear about this between now and Sunday, really. Fairleigh Dickinson is going to dominate coverage. Even in New York City, it's going to dominate coverage in New York. It's going to dominate national coverage because Purdue, I just told you, they can't win a damn in the first round. They can't. Past 3 years. Two consecutive years they lost to Little New Jersey schools. Last year, St. Peter's. This year, Fairleigh Dickinson, based out of Teaneck, New Jersey. I'm sure the majority of America has no idea where Teaneck, New Jersey is because it's the size of my thumb. No disrespect to Teaneck. But anyway, this game was close. This game was cool. Sean Moore, who I ain't never heard of before in my life, he scored 9 consecutive points at the end of the game for Fairleigh Dickinson to knock off the number one seed Purdue. He even had the big block at the end of the game to smack Purdue into oblivion. I want you to listen to what he did. He lit it up all game long. He had 19 points, 9 of them in crunch time. Listen to this call, courtesy of Westwood One. Sean Moore knocking down a big shot.
Inbound to Edie, poked out of his hands and a turnover. Ahead to Moore. Moore running to the rim. All the way up, playing is good. FDU by 5, 58-53. Singleton dribbling on the March Madness logo. Living up to its name, the Madness. Moore, 3, top of the key. Got it! Moore holding the gooseneck. Immortalizing that moment in history. 103 to go. FDU 61, Purdue 56.
Yeah, how do you not like this? And then I want you to hear the final call courtesy of Westwood One. Listen to the shocker.
The inbound comes, overshoots everyone, scooped up by Roberts, and that'll do it. The Knights have slain the Dragon for the second time in NCAA tournament history. A 16 has beaten a 1, and the FDU Knights are that 16, knocking off number 1 in the East, Purdue, 63-58.
This is why I watch. You know, I only want to watch the competitive games. I don't want to watch no beatdowns. How about this? For instance, earlier today, Baylor beat UCSB 74-56. I ain't see a minute of that game. You want to know why? Because it wasn't competitive. And if it was competitive, I can look at the score and say, oh, man, I want to stick around and watch this. Not when you beating a team by just about 20. Scott Drew did talk about this after the game, and Scott Drew did tell everybody what went right. Listen to this.
Credit our guys second half for making some adjustments and really dialing in defensively, and helps when you got veteran guards and Adam and LJ. And then Caleb really gave us a great lift. He always is tremendous on the glass and defensively, and offensively he really was productive and taking the right shots, right times.
Yeah. What else are you going to – you beat him by 20. What else are you going to say? You can't say we stomped, tap, danced on their grave out of the tournament. Can't say that. I can, but they can't. Anyway, how about this game? A little bit more competitive. You know, Shep, I was wrong. I was rooting for this team. This is a North Carolina team. This is actually a North Carolina team that's in the tournament and not Duke. Because there is one school that's not in the tournament. They wear powder blue. They ain't here. I was rooting for North Carolina State, Shep.
Yeah.
You know, I was just there. Remember a couple of months ago, the Media for the Movement tour took me to North Carolina State?
I do remember that, yes.
Oh, everybody there was so awesome. The staff was awesome. The on-site folks. I was rooting for North Carolina State. I didn't have high hopes, and they lost. Creighton beat them, 72-63. Creighton head coach Greg McDermott, he says even though it is a little bit closer than another blowout, our offense got the job done when we needed it.
They made some tough shots, but I thought our offense, especially the last 10 minutes when they got in foul trouble to be able to get it into Kalk, I thought everybody did a great job of finding him in the right spots. And then we had made a three forever, and, you know, Baylor stepped up and made a couple big ones. And, you know, Trey fought his tail off all day trying to chase Smith around.
Yeah, good for them. By the way, the two teams that I just mentioned, the winners, Creighton and Baylor, they're going to take each other on next, or they're going to play each other next. That will take place on Sunday. And I can tell you how much of a simpleton I am. Not only do I like North Carolina State, because they treated me oh so nice when we took our Media for the Movement tour there. Like, red and black are my favorite colors. You seen the JR Sport Brief logo? It's red and black. North Carolina State, red and black. Shout outs to the Atlanta Hawks. Unfortunately, they lost tonight to the Golden State Warriors. Red and black. If it's red and it's black, there's a good chance that I'm going to rock with it. Yeah, good stuff. Anyway, this is the most wonderful time of the year for basketball fans. And I'm still kind of shocked and surprised. And there's a couple of things we're going to get into as the show moves on. We're going to talk about Rick Pitino. Because God knows what Rick Pitino is going to do. He's sounding real coy about his future. Iona lost to UConn 87-63. And Rick Pitino is just like, I don't know what I'm going to do next. And so we'll talk about Rick Pitino. We're going to get into Michael Jordan selling the Hornets. I want to talk to you about Mr. Brandon Miller out of Alabama, because this guy is walking around with an armed security guard out of necessity. And then, as a matter of fact, we're going to take a break. And when we come back on the other side, you know, Shep had an interesting comment, and we had an interesting caller. This gentleman's name was Yaz. He called from Wisconsin, and he wasn't too high on March Madness. So I want you to hear what he said, and I want to expand on it just a little bit. I guess everybody isn't mad about March Madness. Me, I just like basketball. And then I got to tell you about watching Steph Curry today. I was had a front row seat, not even seat, stood up and watched him. He was right in front of me. Pretty fun. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. I'm going to update you on some of these scores, and then we're going to talk about a March Madness hater when we come back. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. Listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Long time listener, first time caller. Love your show. I like how you spit the truth.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
You know, another interesting fact here. As Fairleigh Dickinson upsets Purdue 63-58. Just last week, Fairleigh Dickinson was playing in the NEC Conference Final. They lost to Merrimack 67-66. I know a lot of this is probably starting to sound foreign. They lost. They lost the Conference Final. Why did they end up in the first four and not Merrimack? It's very simple. Merrimack is transitioning over to Division I basketball, and so they are not eligible to participate in the tournament. And so as a runner-up, FDU Fairleigh Dickinson got the shot and the opportunity. They beat Texas Southern. Tonight they beat Purdue. And this is just, it's just something that you gotta scratch your head on when you see this. Anytime, any day, any place, sometimes the stage is too big and people start to fall. This is what makes this fun. Like, I don't care where the teams are from. Is it going to be competitive? Are we going to see one particular team play harder than another? Like, sign me up. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Phone lines are open if you want to give me a holler. I do want to mention this gentleman who called us last hour. He didn't seem too high on March Madness. He wasn't thrilled with the idea and thought. He's like, I don't know none of the teams. He's like, the idea of ranking them is just doesn't make too much sense to me. He's like, it's difficult to be invested into it. His name was Yaz. He was a good fellow. A matter of fact, I want you to hear what he had to say about March Madness last hour. Yaz was calling from Wisconsin. Take a listen.
None of us watch enough of these games to really accurately rate all these seeds. I mean, it feels like a crapshoot. I don't feel any analysis. I don't feel like I get to know any of these players. Like, I get this collage of all this opportunity that I feel like I missed. I just find the bracketology soft science, I guess.
855-212-4CBS. What do you think about what Yaz just said? Like, are you turned off by not knowing about all 64, 68 teams? Are you turned off by not knowing the superstar or star players? Or are you only turned on here because it's basketball? Are you only turned on to March Madness because it's you could potentially make money? It's a prime opportunity to gamble. Me, I ain't fell out no bracket. I'm not in a pool. I didn't put no money down. I'm just here to watch the basketball. And as I told Yaz, do I know about all of these teams? Hell no. Who does? You know what? I venture to say anybody who's telling you they know everything about every one of these teams, is lying out of their damn teeth. But I love basketball. I'm going to watch it at any level, at any place, at any time, especially if it's going to be a good game. I've seen good games at the YMCA. I've seen good basketball games in the projects. I've seen good basketball in basketball arenas. Tonight, I saw the Golden State Warriors play in State Farm Arena before I came in the studio to do my show. Like, I'm going to watch basketball anywhere. And so, yeah, you don't have to be a bracketologist. You don't have to be a bracketologist to sit down and enjoy these games, man. You don't. I hope you feel better, yes. Anyway, I did mention going to State Farm Arena and watching the Golden State Warriors. By the time I walked out of there and left, Atlanta had a hold on them. There was no Draymond Green, and the Atlanta Hawks ended up winning 127-119. Hey, shout-outs to John Collins. John Collins has got a lot of crap over the past several, not months. Yeah, months. Maybe a couple of seasons. They're like, oh, we're going to sign him. We're going to trade him. They give him all this money, and they talk about trading him. John Collins had like 17 points in the first quarter. He's lighting it up. Trae Young had 25. Okongwu came through, had 19. And Steph Curry put on a big show, not just in a game. He finished with 31 points. Klay Thompson had 15. Draymond was suspended because of his technical foul situation. But Steph Curry's warm-up, I give him credit. He makes sure that everybody in the arena gets a show. He comes out by himself, warms up. None of his teammates out there with him but Klay Thompson. And for about 25 minutes, Steph Curry was just shooting. Every shot imaginable. Steph Curry was dribbling the ball, bouncing it off of his head at one point. Steph Curry was out there just doing everything. He was kicking it. He was taking shots, going deep from three. Shout outs to Steph Curry. And then he continued on. And when he left, going through the tunnel, he could have ran straight through the tunnel and went to the locker room before the game. Steph Curry stopped, and he signed as many autographs as he could. I have it on my social media. You can see it at JR Sport Brief. So, yeah, I've gotten and watched a lot of basketball today. 855-212-4CBS. Let's go ahead and talk to Zach. He's calling from Washington. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Zach?
Hey, what's up? How's it going? I think it's not fair. These bracket analysts, they say that they watch all these games. And I guarantee they did not watch a single Fairleigh Dickinson game. So the pep talk that coach had before the game, he said, we are going to beat Purdue tomorrow. He did not say, oh, we're going to play good. We're going to try our best. He said, we are going to beat Purdue tomorrow. We have what it takes. He gave those kids the motivation to take on the powerhouse of Purdue and defeat them. You know, Maryland did it here in College Park, you know, not too far from D.C. And, you know, they fall. You know, they're not all what it takes up to be. They're an overrated team, and it just shows and it proved today that they are not what it takes to be that team that goes to the national championship.
Okay. So you think the bracketologists suck? Like, what are you saying here?
Yeah. Yeah, no, okay, I think there needs right. to be some new analysts, some more smarter people need to analyze these stats a little better. They need to, you know, just look at the metrics, look at the heart, and like, you know, just
all
that's
right.
what I think.
I hear you. Well, thank you, Zach. I just told you that they lost their conference championship to Merrimack last week. Like they only got into the first four because of a technicality. So I don't think we should all overreact because Fairleigh Dickinson beat Purdue. Like that, what he just said was an overreaction. He is correct about the coach. But a coach can say everything. Every single coach here in the tournament is telling their team, yeah, play up to your potential. We can shock the world. we can come out on top. That's what every coach is saying. Just because Tobin Anderson's was caught on camera doesn't mean we should give him extra credit. A matter of fact, after they beat Texas Southern, you know the line that you just referenced? I've been watching Purdue. We can beat Purdue? Yeah. Listen to the head coach of Fairleigh Dickinson, Tobin Anderson, say it himself.
Hey, the more I watch Purdue, the more I think we can beat them. Let's go shock the world. Let's go do it.
And after the game, after they did shock the world, beating Purdue 63-58, Tobin Anderson addressed that exact quote that went viral. Listen to this.
I wanted our guys to believe, you know, right? I mean, as a coach or a leader, you got to try to get them to believe in what we're doing, how we're doing it. So if I walk in there and say, hey, you know, I don't say anything. Now, I would have preferred there was not a camera in there. It was a right message, wrong audience. I would have said that with no camera in there. So I didn't mean to get Purdue upset. So that was not the idea at all. But that was got to be the message. Like we're trying to win the next game. Like we just can't be happy to be here. And the guys got to believe.
Yeah, you got to believe. New York Mets used to say that. And then they won a championship. I don't think that's a nod for Fairleigh Dickinson, but there you have it. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Let's go to Jacksonville. Let's talk to Robbie. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's going on, Robbie?
Hey, JR. Appreciate it, man. Always good to hear from you. Thanks for always having me on. Just a couple of things for you, man. First off, just want to give a shout out to Tennessee. You know, I thought they were about to blow it and throw it away, but hey, they got that first round win. Duke
tomorrow.
Yes, sir. I think it's at a 240. Yeah, they're Duke playing good ball, man. So you know, it should be a scrap fight for sure. Mm-hmm. Another thing is Yaz, the guy who was on, maybe a couple calls earlier. Dude, if I work 60 hours a week and can still do my research to figure out my bracket, you can too, bud. Sorry. And then Purdue, man, not a very good team. You stop Edie, you stop them. I mean, apparently Fairleigh Dickinson's coach could see that, so that was the game plan for them. And, you know, besides that, I hope you guys have a good night, and thanks for having me on, bud.
Well, thank you so much, Robbie, for calling from Jacksonville. Yeah, when you got – this is difficult for me to believe. And I can't even say that he didn't dominate because he did. They got a guy on the team. Zach Edey is 7'4". 7'4". There's a – Shep, what is it? Boban is not even 7 foot. How tall is Boban? 7'3"?
He might be – Kristaps is 7'3".
Right.
And Boban is the tallest in the NBA right now. He might be 7'3.5".
Yeah, Boban is – yeah,
Boban is 7'4".
Yeah, Boban is 7'4". And what can Boban do? Nothing but be big.
And star in movies.
Well, what was he in? He was in that movie with that ball, the Exterminator.
He was in the movie that you interviewed Adam Sandler for. Russell.
Boban was in that movie?
Yes, he was. He had a starring role.
No, he didn't.
He didn't have a starring role, but I mean, he wasn't a Herman Gomez.
I watched that movie.
He was in a bunch of scenes, JR.
The guy, what's the brother's name? He got cut by somebody. What's his name?
No. You're talking about Herman Gomez, yes.
Yes. What team is he on now?
He was on like the Raptors point, I believe.
They cut him. They cut him like a week ago.
He's no longer in the NBA right now. You're right. But Boban was probably the third highest, build character in the NBA who was in that movie.
Who?
So Anthony Edwards was the second main NBA guy.
Yeah. But
then Boban was the third.
We all know Anthony. I don't remember Boban in that movie, but anyway,
he was in a lot of scenes.
He was.
He was. Yes.
I watched that whole movie. We had Adam Sandler here on the show.
You should have had Boban on. You missed out.
Have you heard Boban speak?
He's in a lot of commercials now. I'm not.
What is he saying in a commercial?
I'm not being facetious. So it was the commercial where you have these. He pretends to be a reporter, and then instead it's like three kids, and they're in like a raincoat. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, but Boban says like three words. I know he's fluent in English.
All right.
But he doesn't speak. He says like three words in every commercial.
Well, because he's known for being probably the nicest guy in the NBA, he's actually very marketable.
Yeah, because he's 7'4".
Well, it's
and
not.
He has a good personality.
The 7'4" and good personality. Because there's a lot of 7'4" guys. There's not a
Come
lot, but
now.
There's enough 7'4" guys who have played NBA basketball.
Georgie Morrison was what, 7'7"?
He 7'6"? Was 7'7". He was in My Giant with Billy. He starred
right.
in a feature film, for God's sakes.
Right.
All right.
Chef, if you or me were 7'7" or 7'6", I'd be in movies too doing basketball.
Well, we'd be in the end. Well, there was a guy who was in, it might have been, he was in a karate movie. It might be Rush Hour 3. Song Min Ing, I could be butchering.
Oh, yeah,
you know
yeah,
what I'm talking
Chinese
about?
Brother.
Yeah, and he never played, he's like 7'9". He makes Yao Ming look like Muggsy Bogues. That's a little bit of a stretch.
Right.
But the point is, he's got at least 3 inches on Yao Ming. He never played in the NBA.
Have you ever seen a 7'4" person not play basketball?
I've never met someone who's 7'4" who's not played basketball, but I do know Sun Ming Ing. I'll look this up very quick.
Wait, do you know who is the tallest person personally that you know?
That I know.
That's never played basketball, ever.
Well, that's a fair point, yeah.
Like, if you are over 7 feet.
You play basketball.
It is almost a prerequisite that at some point in your life, maybe I can even go to 6'8", 6'9".
Yeah.
Maybe 6'8" might be the limit.
Well, John Isner is 6'9".
He's not that. The tennis player?
Yeah, no, he's 6'9". He's a legit 6'9". Ivo Karlovic, who just retired recently, who was known for his deadly serve, he goes by Dr. His nickname is Dr. Evil. He's born in 1979. He came up in the Federer reign in that era. He's a legitimate 6'11", and he never played basketball.
Never touched. You want to tell me Isner grew up in America?
Yeah,
that man never touched the ball ever.
I'm pretty sure he never played basketball. I know he's I know him and Steve Smith are close, but that's not basketball related.
Which Steve Smith?
The future Hall of Fame receiver.
Oh, the Carolina Panthers?
Yeah, and then with the Ravens for a little bit, yes, obviously.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm like, there's 8
Steve Smiths. Yeah.
I just saw the Atlanta Steve Smith a couple days ago.
He might be the nicest Steve Smith.
The one in Atlanta?
Yeah.
Well, he doesn't talk crap like the one from Charlotte.
And there's another one that talks even more crap.
Which Steve Smith is this?
Well, he has a middle initial. He talks.
Hey, he don't play nothing. He last played in what, college?
Yeah, I think Winston-Salem State, I want to say. And he played for Big House Gaines.
Did he play? How many games? What did he average?
Well, he didn't average a whole lot because he got injured. So he never was able to really fulfill his playing career.
Is that why he's always yelling?
Well, he yells because that's what people apparently like. And ESPN pays him 8 figures to do that per year.
I don't know what you're talking about.
And neither do I.
Hey, Marco Belletti, who's the tallest person that you know that doesn't play basketball?
Got to be like 6'2", you know?
6'2"?
Once you hit like 6'3", 6'4", you're telling me nobody got you in high school and said, look, just come here. I don't need you to do a lot. I just need you to stand here.
6'2"? 6'2 is not all that tall.
I understand that. That's what I'm saying.
At
but
all.
You're talking about ever. That's what I mean. Like, unless you shot up when you were 20 years old, if you were 6'2", 6'3", 6'4", in high school, unless you were just so uncoordinated that you were tripping over yourself, you can't tell me that there wasn't a coach that found their way to just say, help me out under the boards. Because at 6'3 in high school, you're a big man.
Right. Just lift you, put your arms up in the air, right? Just
right. You don't even have to get the board. Just alter the shot.
Yeah, just stand there with your arms straight up in the air. Yeah, it's true. Good point. I'm around too many tall people all the time. Every time I look, everybody's taller than me. I'm like, damn, this guy's huge.
You know what's funny? Maybe the greatest to ever do this, and correct me if I'm wrong, gentlemen, I would say Howard Stern, at least he's one of. He had an early growth spurt. He's 6'6". And he never played basketball.
Okay, but I did mention tripping over your own feet. Like, you know, we know how good Howard Stern is, but the guy's not coordinated at all.
Have you ever seen Howard Stern walk? Every time I see him, he's sitting down.
He does have a hunch, which doesn't help.
Yeah, he's sitting down in front of a microphone, and he's making fun of people. I would think if he could walk in a straight line, he wouldn't be doing this for a living, right?
He has softened in his old age, though.
Yeah, he has.
He doesn't make fun of people
Maybe
the way
Howard
that
Stern
he used to.
Can give he can give Boeheim. Well, we don't need to hear Boeheim anymore. Good for him.
And I still contend at 6'6", when he was 16, if he was that height, I could still put him in the paint. He can alter shots.
Howard Stern.
Howard Stern?
Wow. Yeah, anybody that's 6'6".
Wow.
I can utilize that if I'm a coach.
Yeah, 6'6", you can.
Yeah.
You might get hurt under there if somebody comes barreling in, but that's not my problem. Just stand there, keep your arms up.
Yeah, I don't know too many giant humans. And when I say giant humans, I'm talking about people over, you know, 6'8". I don't know anybody over 6'8 that did not even touch a ball. Good for them. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. We're going to take a break when we come back. I told you we had a good conversation with Noor Chad Omir from Miami. He came by and talked to us. I want to talk to you about a gentleman who needs a armed escort with him to go to the basketball game. We're going to talk about Michael Jordan. We're going to get into more of the March Madness. We got a lot to do.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Long time listener, first time caller. Love your show. I like how you spit the truth.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. We got a good one coming down to the wire right now. Penny Hardaway got a glare in his eye. He ain't sweating bullets, but he got a glare. Memphis and Florida Atlantic, they're currently tied. Well, not anymore. Memphis leads 63-62. Clock is ticking, about 80 seconds left in this game. Florida Atlantic trying to walk away with a victory and send Penny and his young friends home packing. 855-212-4CBS. Let's go to Road. Road is here from Virginia. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Road?
Hey, how's it going, JR? How's everything going? I would like to talk to you about the mindset of an upset.
Okay.
I'm a chess master.
Oh.
Okay. And when I used to compete, I used to have problems here with the lower-rated guys. I could beat the guys who were good and who were better, but I always had a problem with the lower-rated guys. And so I asked a grandmaster, how do I deal with that?
Okay.
And he said, when you're playing the lower-rated guys, you have to have a hatred here for them.
Damn.
And you have to have a mindset that they're the ones who can hurt you. They can embarrass you. And they are going to take from you what you have worked for. And once I changed to my mindset, I had no problems with the lower-rated guys after that. I'd be knocking them out. But it's a mindset.
Wow. Ro, do you have any idea that you actually just, even listening to you speak about how you got to have a hatred for the lower ranked people, do you understand that that just motivated me? Like, you made me think about, like, damn, I got to find something to hate.
Well, I was also a chess coach, too.
Oh, well, yeah, you got me motivated, bro.
I used to struggle with the lower rated guys. I was almost afraid of those guys to a point.
So do you believe from a basketball perspective, is it a lack of motivation? Is it being comfortable? Did the coach screw up? Like, what are you saying?
It's mindset. The coach have to instill in these guys that the good teams can't hurt you that much. They are good. You're going to play. But the teams that can embarrass you and make you look bad – all the teams like Fallon Dickerson and the team
Furman.
That UVA lost to and those
Furman.
Guys.
Yeah.
And once I changed in my attitude, I had no problem beating a lower-rated guy.
Well, thank you, Rode. You have no idea, Rode. I'm going to remember what you just said, and I'm going to apply that to my whole life. I'm just going to find stuff to hate. That's it.
And also, I love your show. You're the best.
Well, you're the best, Ro. You feel free to call me anytime, okay? Anytime.
Okay, have a good night. I really appreciate it.
You as well. Have a tremendous weekend. Thank you so much,
Ro,
calling in from Virginia. Hey, Shep, did you hear that? We just got fine stuff to hate.
Yeah, but even in his voice, he sounds like such a nice human being. He don't mean it.
He's a chess man. He hating people in chess. Come on.
That's
a different type of hate. It's not like if Mike Tyson came on here, right? And if Mike Tyson was talking about, hey, JR, if you want to succeed in boxing, you got to find a reason to hate somebody. I'd be like, whoa, okay. But it's Rode. He's a chess master.
I don't know how many chess masters there are in the world, but you would think there's that's far and few between.
Did he say he was a chess master, or did I bestow that upon him?
No, he said he's a chess master, and he's a chess coach.
How many chess masters on earth?
I want to say maybe less than a few, probably at most a couple thousand. If you could be a master at something. Now, there's grandmaster, too. And then there's, like, Bobby Fischer, and there's another individual that's like a...
There are 1,700 grandmasters in the world.
Yeah,
that's
not a lot. And chess is obviously one of the most popular played games in the history of civilization.
Do we have do we have Rode's number?
I will send you his number in the break. Yes.
Yeah, please send me Rode's number.
Absolutely.
How many people I want to walk around and say, "Hey, guess what? I know a chess grandmaster."
Now, he said master, not I don't think he said grandmaster. I'm going to have to listen back to that. Said master.
If Grandmaster Flash can run around and call himself a grandmaster because he was able to play with some vinyl, I'm calling this man grandmaster.
Sounds like
he may reject it. I don't care. He's a grandmaster to me. Gotta find somebody to hate to do better. I'm going to use that. I could think of quite a few people. Anyway, it is the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. We got a good one going on. I was so interested in looking at the Masters. Hey, Memphis, they still have a small lead right now. 65-64. There's 30 seconds left in the game. Kansas State is beating Montana State 64-54. Another close one. Arizona State over TCU. Real close. 54-53. Close. Indiana beating Kent State 35-27. These are the games ending tonight. When we come back, I'll give you an update on Memphis and Florida Atlantic. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio.
Goalie gummies get you so close to your goals, you can actually taste them. The trick? Simply start with bite-sized steps, like Goalie's apple cider vinegar gummies with added B vitamins for daily health, or Goalie ashwagandha gummies to help you relax, restore, and unwind. Tastes like wellness just got a whole lot better. And when goals taste this good, it's easy to achieve them. Goalie, taste your goals. Learn more at goalie.com today.
What's up, everybody? Nick Costos here. College basketball is about to get crazy, and BetQL makes it easier than ever to cash your bets. BetQL analyzes every single tournament matchup so you can succeed with your bracket pools and individual game bets. Which teams will pull off an upset? Who's going to cover the spread? BetQL handles all the hard work so you can win more consistently. Head to BetQL.com today to start your 3-day free trial. That's BetQL.com. BetQL.com today to start your 3-day free trial.